we'll just get this thing started. And let's see, beginning with page 4, anytime you're ready.
Hello, Brother Love. I was just looking at my calendar and planning out the month ahead. It looks like it is going to be very busy as usual, and I wondered when it would be convenient for you to go home teaching with me.
I'm glad you called. Let me look at my appointment book. Now, let's see. Remember when we talked with Sister Smith last month? She mentioned that Thursday night was the best night for their family.
Let's try to go on Thursday, the 9th, then as usual. It won't really matter to our other families. Any night is good for them if they know ahead of time to plan for us.
Okay, that's great. The 9th looks good to me. Just looking here at my appointment book, I see that it's Jimmy's baptism on the 30th.
Thanks for reminding me. We won't want to miss that event. We want Jimmy to know how important we think baptism is and also show our love to the family. I'll put that on my calendar. I'm glad we can both go.
Why don't we meet at my house for a few minutes before we make our visits? We can have a prayer together in my study. I have a couple of suggestions that might help get the Edwards family started on their family home evenings again.
Okay, I'll meet you at your house on the 9th. It looks like it is my turn to call the families and make the appointments. If there's any problem with the 9th for them, I'll give you a call.
Okay, my wife and I are going to call Sister Ann's and see if she wants to go to the temple with us. I think she just needs someone to go with so it's not so lonesome.
Great idea. Well, we'll discuss any problem at your house before we go out. See you later. Now let's see. Smith. Here's the number. Hello, Sister Smith. This is Brother Wright. We were just making our plans for the month and wondered if Thursday the 9th would be convenient for us to do our home teaching.
Let me look at our calendar. Yes, that looks fine. Our last home teachers always came on Sunday right after sacrament meeting when the children were exhausted and at their worst.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing you on the 9th, and we are also excited about Jimmy's baptism on the 30th.
Oh, does that mean you can come to the baptism?
Yes, we wouldn't want to miss Jimmy's big day.
Should we try that once again?
Yeah.
Does that mean you can come to the baptism?
Yes, we wouldn't want to miss Jimmy's big day.
He'll be so happy to hear that you care enough to come. I know how busy you both are. Can you come over for a light supper with our family and the grandmas and grandpas after the baptism?
Well, if I don't have a meeting to attend, I'd just love to. We'll talk about your plans for the baptism on the 9th.
See you then, and thanks so much for calling. Okay. We go over to page 7, I guess, next.
Well, we certainly had a good visit with the Hansen family. That presentation you made to them about the importance of family home evening, even when there are no longer young children in the home, was very effective. I could see that they were very interested in those original suggestions.
I felt good about our visit. The Hansen family shows great promise. Well, we're right on schedule. Sister Ann was expecting us at 7:30, and it's 7:35. Well, look who's here. You know, it gets kind of lonely around here.
I bet it is lonesome for you at times after all those years being in the center of activity with your 6 children.
Seems just like yesterday when they were all wiping their peanut butter sandwiches, etc., etc., etc. You know, this garden was almost too much for me this year.
Too much for you? What do you mean?
Well, I had a couple of asthma attacks trying to do it all by myself. Let's see. Oh, I didn't want to bother you. I know how busy you men are, and you have families of your own to worry about.
Well, you're a part of our ward family, and we worry about you, too. We had no idea you were having asthma problems, and I didn't ask you if you needed help last month with the garden because I thought you enjoyed it so much that it was a labor of love.
Well, you're right there. I don't know if there's a pun intended there or not. Gardening is a labor of love. Another pun. Well, how are things going now? Well, to tell you the truth, I have felt terrible all month, and my garden now looks like a giant weed patch.
I guess you are just a little behind because of overdoing putting it in. Next spring, we will see to it that we have some men over here to plow it and get the soil ready for you to plant. Now, I think we should get a couple of deacons to come over and help you with the weeding on Monday so you can get caught up with those weeds. Do you feel up to directing a couple of boys next week?
Well, I think I could play Army Sergeant out on my stool under the shade of the tree. Let's see. Good. Oh, really, you don't have to do this, but I must admit I feel better already just thinking about getting my garden back under control. I know it will give me a boost.
Well, that's what home teachers are for. Now, is there anything else we can help you with, or is there anything you have on your mind that you would like to discuss?
I'm glad you asked. I guess that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, page 11.
Okay. Oh, count those. let's see. Let me start with Brother Love here. I'm looking forward to visiting the Smiths. We certainly had a nice experience at Jimmy's baptism, and their little supper afterward turned out to be quite a feast.
Well, we're right on time.
Oh, hi. Hey, everyone. It's our home teachers. Yeah, let's see. Brother Love, Brother Love, Brother Love. Where is old Jimmy, the big 8-year-old? Here I am.
How did your... let's try that again.
Okay.
How did your first month go in church?
One more time. Where is old Jimmy, the big 8-year-old? Here I am.
How did your first month in the church go? Have you had to do any repenting?
I've been lucky so far, but wait till you hear about Tammy. Oh, she got her mouth washed out with soap. Let's see. I think we go clear down to
here.
Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. Does that mean never swear?
Well, let me read you Matthew chapter 5 and see what you... Let me do it again.
Okay.
Well, let me read you Matthew chapter 5 and see when you can swear. It says, "Again ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh to evil."
Well, that about covers it. That's right. Billy has been working hard this week on a song he's going to sing, or Tammy's been working hard this week on a song she's going to sing in primary next week.
Are you going to sing a song all by yourself, Tammy?
Yes, I am. Well, okay. Da, 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 da. And end of song.
That's great. Terrific.
Well, Brother and Sister Smith, you must be very proud of your family. These kids are just great.
Brother Smith, would you like to have a word of prayer while we are all here together?
Yes, let's all gather around. Okay, I'm going to go over to page 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in the Edwards home. Let's see. Yeah. Start with Brother Love. I called Sister Edwards on Monday and told her we were her new home teachers. I had a nice little visit with her on the phone. Her husband is inactive, hasn't attended church since he was a teenager. Evidently, someone really read him out for smoking, and he's thought the church was narrow-minded ever since.
Is Sister Edwards active?
Just semi-active, I guess. She would like to go to church more if she knew some of the other members.
Well, we will have to see if we can think of some way to get her involved in some more activities.
Well, let's meet them. Let's see. And we're down here. Nice to meet both of you in person. Please come in. This is my husband, John. How do you do, John? Hello.
Looks like you're reading the paper and relaxing this evening.
Yes. Any interesting news tonight, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, you may ask. Well, then, what do you do for a living? Make money? Oh.
Sister Edwards, your front yard is just beautiful. Are you interested in gardening?
Are you kidding? That's too hard of work for Julie. Yes, you're looking at him. He's a scientist, and he's working on some exotic vegetable experiments, and so he does a lot of it right here on our own property.
Oh, how interesting. Vegetable experiments? Is it anything we would understand?
No. Very succinct.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does he... he wouldn't miss a game for anything. John was a football star at Dixie as a young man. Well, great. We really need you loyal fans.
Maybe you didn't recognize him, but Brother Love is the assistant football coach for the college.
Really? Say, coach, do you think, et cetera, et cetera? We meet the players in the locker room before the game. Well, fine. That sounds just great.
Sister Edwards, have you ever done any teaching in the church?
I used to teach primary and Sunday school years ago. I'd love to get better acquainted.
Brother Edwards, do you have any objection to Julie coming out to church more?
Just as long as she has dinner on the table when I get home.
Well, Sister Edwards, it certainly has been nice meeting you.
Well, we must be getting on our way. Would you like to have a prayer? Nice meeting you, Coach. See you too again. Good night and thank you for coming. I've really missed the contact with the church. Wow, that was a hard man to get acquainted with.
Yes, but you did it. I think we at least got a foot in the door, as the old saying goes.
They seem like a real nice couple with lots of love and fellowship. Maybe we can get them back.
I always like a challenge. This is going to be a good family to teach.
I think that's it.
Well, let's see how it comes across.
We'll do that one again. If I can get you over in front of the mic again. And phone rings. Hello?
Hello, Brother Love. I was just looking at my calendar and planning out the month ahead. It looks like it is going to be very busy as usual, and I wondered when it would be convenient for you to go home teaching with me.
I'm glad you called. Let me look at my appointment book now. Let's see. Remember when we talked with Sister Smith last month and she mentioned that Thursday night was the best night for her family?
Let's try to go on Thursday the 9th then, as usual. See? Then again. Let's try to go on Thursday the 9th then, as it won't really matter to the other families.
Let's try that one more time.
Okay.
Remember when we talked with Sister Smith last month, she mentioned that Thursday night was... Remember when we talked with Sister Smith last month, she mentioned that Thursday night was the best night for their family.
Let's try to go on Thursday the 9th then, as it won't really matter to the other families. Any night is good for them if they know ahead of time to plan for us.
Okay, that's great. The night looks good for me. Just looking here at my appointment book, I see that it's Jimmy's baptism on the 30th.
Thanks for reminding me. We won't want to miss that event. We want Jimmy to know how important we think baptism is and also show our love to the family. I'll put that on my calendar. I'm glad we can both go.
Why don't we meet at my house for a few minutes before we make our visits? We can have our prayer together in my study, and I have a couple of suggestions that might help get the Edwards family started on their family home evenings again.
Okay, I'll meet you at your house on the 9th. It looks like it's my turn to call the families and make the appointments. If there's any problem with the 9th for them, I'll give you a call.
Hello,
Brother Love. I was just looking at my calendar and planning out the month ahead. It looks like it is going to be very busy as usual, and I wondered when it would be convenient for you to go home teaching with me.
I'm glad you called. Let me look at my appointment book now. Let's see. Remember when we talked with Sister Smith last month? She mentioned that Thursday night was the best night for their family.
Let's try to go on Thursday the 9th then, as it won't really matter for the other families. Any night is good for them if they know ahead of time to plan for us.
Okay, that's great. The 9th looks good for me. Just looking here at my appointment book, I see that it's Jimmy's baptism on the 30th.
Thanks for reminding me. We won't want to miss that event. We want Jimmy to know how important we think baptism is and also show our love to the family. I'll put that on my calendar. I'm glad we can both go.
Why don't we meet at my house for a few minutes before we make our visits? We can have our prayer together in my study, and I have a couple of suggestions that might help get the Edwards family started on their family home evenings again.
Okay, I'll meet you at your house on the 9th. It looks like it's my turn to call the families to make the appointments. If there's any problem with the 9th for them, I'll give you a call.
Okay. Counting, 1, 2, okay. That's great, the 9th looks good for me. Just looking here in my appointment book, I see that it's Jimmy's baptism on the 30th.
Thanks for reminding me. We won't want to miss that event. We want Jimmy to know how important we think baptism is and also show our love to the family. I'll put that on my calendar. I'm glad we can both go.
Started here. You're ready, I can tell. you can get a little closer to the mic if you'd like.
I will when I start. Well, I was wondering about this first part.
Okay. Oh dear, I wish you would have called and made an appointment. My husband isn't really interested in the church anymore, and he gets angry when I spend much time with the church work.
Who's there, Julie?
It's our new home teachers, dear.
Oh, the Mormons again. Wouldn't you know it? Right during the football game.
Sorry to disturb you, but then you must realize some things are more important than football games.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, dear. Brother Busy was just saying that some football games are more important than others.
Well, get on with it. What's on your mind? What do you want this time? To invite me to a Boy Scout dinner? Or is it more money? What do you need a donation for now?
Are you kidding? We don't want anything from you. We were assigned to, you were assigned to us, and we just came by to do our monthly home teaching.
Monthly? Don't tell me the church is still making the old monthly visits. I thought they got tired of visiting me years ago.
They probably did. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Brother Busy, Brother Time, Brother Busy, Brother Time, and I guess that's it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At that point. That's it? That's it. Okay, the next one. This is where you slowly get a little more mellow. Okay. Good evening. You're right on time. So you must be our new home teachers. Yes, we talked on the phone, and this is Brother Wright. Nice to meet both of you in person. Please come in. This is my husband, John. How do you do, John?
Hello.
Looks like you're reading the paper and relaxing this evening.
Yes.
Any interesting news tonight? I haven't had a chance to read the paper yet myself.
No, only bad news as usual.
Well, it's nice of you to have us in your home. We would like to get better acquainted. May I ask you what you do for a living, Brother Edwards?
Yeah, you can ask.
Well then, what do you do for a living?
Make money.
Sister Edwards, your front yard is just beautiful. Are you interested in gardening?
Are you kidding? That's too hard of work for Julie.
Well, your yard is certainly beautiful. You say, do you have a Japanese gardener? Yes, experiments. Oh, how interesting. Vegetable experiments. Is it anything we would understand?
No.
Do you know anything about trees? We have a beautiful old elm tree that looks very sick. We're surely disappointed because it must be over 30 years old and it's terrific shade for our backyard.
It probably got a disease.
Oh, do you know what might be wrong with it?
How would I know without seeing it?
Maybe you could drop by his house and take a look at it sometime. It would be a shame to lose an old tree like that.
Julie, please. You know this is a very busy week for me. Tomorrow night's a football game, and I have all those meetings the rest of the week.
A football game? Do you go to the Dixie College games? Does he go? John was a football star at Dixie College. Well, great. Maybe you didn't recognize him, but Brother Love is an assistant football coach for the college.
Really? Hey, say, Coach, do you think you could give me some good seats along the 50-yard line?
Well, I just might be able to arrange something if you could find time to drop by and look at my poor old tree.
Well, I might just be able to fit it into my schedule.
Great. Why don't you meet me at my house early? We'll take a quick look at the tree and ride over to the game and meet the players in the locker room before the game.
Hey, well, fine. That sounds super.
Sister Edwards, have you ever done any teaching in the church? I used to. Would you like to meet some of the sisters in the ward? I'd love to get better acquainted. Brother Edwards, do you have any objections to Julie coming out to church more?
I've always told Julie that she could do whatever she wanted as long as I've got a good dinner on the table when I get home.
Well, Sister Edwards, it certainly has been nice meeting you. Well, we must be getting on our way. Would you like to have a prayer?
No, well, maybe next time.
Well, we certainly did enjoy visiting with you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, John. I had it written down so we would know how to get in touch with your home teachers.
Nice meeting you, Coach. See you two again later.
Good night, et cetera, et cetera, and that's it. Thank you. Scared?
Well, I'm not going to be frightened.
I do this every day, and I haven't been zapped yet. If you're ready. Well, you know, to youngsters like us, the night is still young. Doorbell ring, and...
Well, good evening, or should I say good night? I was just getting ready to go to bed. Remember, I get up at 5 a.m. every day.
Hello, Sister Anne. Now, what would a smart lady like you be getting up so early in the morning? We are glad you caught you at home tonight, so you know tomorrow is the new month.
Well, please come in. I am always glad to have someone to talk to, even if it is bedtime.
Oh, Sister Anne, we wouldn't want to disturb you. We just wanted to drop by and make sure you're okay. Just look fit as a fiddle to me.
I'm glad I am looking so well to you, Brother Busy. But actually, I haven't been very well this month. I have had a couple of my asthma attacks, and I have been in bed off and on all month. I think I overdid trying to put my garden in alone this year without Brother Ants.
It's good to know that you've been working so hard. You know what they say, that's what keeps us young. That's right. Or you just keep going strong and don't let that old asthma get you down.
Well, I can see neither one of you has ever had an asthma attack. Are you sure you won't come in?
No, we won't come in. We won't keep you. We just wanted to get our visit in tonight. It's good to see you up and around, and remember, if there's anything we can do for you, just give us a call.
I wish so much they had more time. They have been my home teachers for 6 months, and I still don't know much about them. Call him if I need anything. They must be kidding. I wouldn't call someone I don't even know and ask for help. I'll just have to pray for strength to get by on my own now.
Good. Ready for the next one?
Ready.
Okay. let me start right here. Well, we're right on our schedule. Sister Anne was expecting us at 7:30, and it's just 7:35. Ringing of the doorbell, Anne?
Well, look who's here. Come in, brethren. I have been looking forward to your visit all day. You know it gets kind of lonely around here.
I bet it is lonesome for you at times after all those years being in the center of activity with your 6 children.
It seems just like yesterday when they were all here wiping their peanut butter covered hands on the curtains. Where does time go? Now they are all gone and have families of their own. I know my children love me still, but with their own families and busy schedules, I don't see them as much as I would like, but I understand.
You know, Sister Anne, if you ever need a good listening ear, give me a call. My wife Doris would just love an excuse to come over here and get some tips on gardening. You still have one of the most beautiful gardens in town, even now that Brother Anne isn't here to help you.
Why, I'm happy to hear that. I would just love to visit with Doris sometime. Please have her call me when she has some extra time. You know, this garden was almost too much for me this year.
Too much for you? What do you mean?
Well, I had a couple of asthma attacks trying to do it all myself this spring, and I have been in bed off and on for several weeks.
Oh, Sister Anne, you shouldn't have tried to do all that work yourself if you weren't feeling well. Why didn't you call us and tell us about the asthma so that we could arrange for some help for you?
Oh, I didn't want to bother you. I know how busy you men are, and you have families of your own to worry about.
Well, you're part of our ward family, and we worry about you, too. We had no idea you were having asthma problems, and I didn't ask if you needed help last month with the garden because I thought you enjoyed it so much that it was a labor of love.
Well, you're right there. Gardening is a labor of love for me, and I enjoy it very much. But I'm just not as young as I used to be. Brother Ant's always got the ground plowed and ready for me.
You want to try that one once again?
Yes, that's not right.
Let me give you a line in there. We had no idea you were having asthma problems, and I didn't ask if you needed help last month with the garden because I thought you enjoyed it so much that it was a labor of love.
Well, you're right there. Gardening is a labor of love for me, and I enjoy it very much. But I'm not just as young as I used to be. Brother Ant's always got the garden plowed and ready for me. I shouldn't have tried to do it on my own.
Well, how are things going now?
To tell you the truth, I have felt terrible all month, and my garden now looks like a giant weed patch.
I guess you're just a little behind because of overdoing putting it in. Next spring, we will see to it that we have some young men over here to plow it and get the soil ready for you to plant. Now, I think we should get a couple of deacons to come over and help you with the weeding on Monday so you can get caught up with those weeds. Do you feel up to directing a couple of boys next week?
Well, I think I could play Army Sergeant on my stool under the shade of a tree.
Good. We'll make the arrangements for a little help for you next week and call you and tell you who will be coming.
Oh, you really don't have to do this. But I must admit I feel better already just thinking about my garden getting
Should we do that one once again? That's okay. We'll make the arrangements for a little help for you next week and call you and tell you who will be coming.
Oh, you really don't have to do this, but I must admit I feel better already just thinking about getting my garden back under control. I know it will give me a boost.
Well, that's what home teachers are for. Now, is there anything else we can help you with, or is there anything you have on your mind that you would like to discuss?
I'm glad you ask. I have been thinking about something for a week since I have been in bed a lot and not feeling well. Many times this house seems so empty. I have thought about that empty feeling, and I think I know what it is. It is the absence of the priesthood in my home. No, I didn't say that right. I can't make a pause there, and I've done that every time. Let me see if I can't do that again. Okay. Can I do that again?
I give you the lead in line.
Read, will you do it again?
Okay. Now, is there anything else we can help you with, or is there anything you have on your mind that you would like to discuss?
I'm glad you asked. I have been thinking about something for a week since I have been in bed a lot and not feeling well. Many times this house seems so empty. I have thought about that empty feeling, and I think I know what it is. It is the absence of the priesthood in my home, now that I am here alone without Brother Ince. That is why I enjoy your visits so much. It brings the spirit of the priesthood back into my home. You have been such faithful home teachers, and I appreciate so much getting to know you these last 6 months. I wonder, tonight, instead of just a prayer, if you too could give me and my home a blessing, so that I might have that spirit that I miss so much here with me.
My sister Ann, we would be happy to give you a blessing. I think we've got it.